United States government is, and let me speak the three unspeakable names and say, if we were to tell Mr. Bush who the axis of evil in this world are, the three members in this club, they would be the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. This statement will never be projected in the mainstream media because it's the truth of the matter. The United States policies right now are a pronounced war against the Muslims. And they conveniently say that this war is against terrorists and terrorism. If this war is against terrorists and terrorism, how do they define for us terrorists and terrorism? If it's a military definition, then as Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz pointed out, the stockpile of weapons of mass destruction that the United States has surpasses everything else all the Muslims in the world combined have by leaps and bounds. There is no comparison.
That's correct.
Yes, that's right.
And if they have all of these weapons, why is it that we, who are the victims of this weapon system, we are not able to come out and say, look, you are the terrorists, and make this word the public impression on the minds around? The simple answer to that is, they are so evil that they've come inside of us and they've secured the internal Islamic front.
Check that out.
Yes, sir.
How did they do that? Why is it just a few voices around are capable with confidence of saying and projecting the truth, and then the rest fall silent when we have to speak out? This is a time when they are slitting our throats. But they are doing it in a very, what they call, surgical way. When they kill us, drop bombs on us, they don't tell us, we're dropping bombs on you. They say they're releasing their ordinances. When they are using the best means in developed bombs that they have short of an atomic bomb, they said it weighs about 15 to 20,000 pounds that they dropped in Afghanistan. They don't want to say that we are using everything we have short of atomic and nuclear weapons. Yes. They come and say, we're using a daisy cutter. You'd think you're in a garden somewhere. To appeal, to make you agree with what they are doing. That is warfare in the choice of their words.
Check that out.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then the United States policy, which is very obvious for anyone who's willing to open their eyes and look, and I think the last time when C-SPAN was here, the brother alluded to this, they won't come back anymore. Why? If we are absolutely crazy, and if this is lunacy that we are expressing from here, they can make fools out of us, right? Bring their cameras and let the whole United States and the world look at what type of fools we are. Because our ideas are way off we are just ranting off there in distant left field, and we're just crazy. Now, if this was the type, if this was the way we are coming across, then they'd have C-SPAN here. They'd tell C-SPAN, oh yes, go, cover those guys, and look at what foolish Muslims there exist, and let the Americans laugh, and drink their beer, and fall off the couches, listening to how crazy we are. But it hurt them. There's some truth to what we are saying. If there's not the solid truth that is causing headaches in such characters as in the Pentagon and State Department and White House and National Security Council and the rest of these decision makers in this government of evil.
Yes, sir.
So they've gone to such a government like Saudi Arabia. I don't know why this hush-hush is about the Saudi Arabian government among Muslims. Why doesn't anyone have the backbone to stand up and say, you people who are garbed in this traditional dress, you put on your historical costumes, and then you present yourself as if you are the custodians of the two holy places in Islam, while in fact, you are the slaves of Mr. Bush. You are the subordinates of U.S. foreign policy, and now you've become the subordinates of U.S. interior policy. You've made your presence known inside the United States to serve the United States. And they come in, where do they, are they interested in picking out potential, active, lively, up to par, sacrificing individuals from this society to educate them, to give them a true understanding of Islam? No. They come around and they look for those individuals, especially in the African American community. They pluck them out, they take them to Saudi Arabia, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, whatever the duration is, they send them back to do what? Now, to explain United States policy by quoting the Quran and quoting the Prophet. That's how they poisoned the internal context in the United States. You would have expected Islam to be the liberation force to bring these people out of the ghettos, out of the slums, out of emancipated slavery, and place them in the world, in the real world. But no, they knew Islam had that potential, so they had to take these Uncle Toms. Remember, this is a word that you should always keep in mind. If it wasn't for Uncle Tom, there wouldn't be Uncle Sam.
That's not right.